Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dude, you gotta hear this. Hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We're talking a little college football. We're trying to stay warm here with the rest of you. Tommy, you're styling on a Friday now here on Sports Daily. Staying warm, whatever you need, you got it.
Yeah, trying to. It's our Friday Fits, the segment of the show brought to you by 3570golfcompany.com. They are a local golf brand, and I know that it doesn't really feel like golf weather outside, but you can always look the part of wearing all these great Midwest-themed golf clothes, and I'm wearing the Amber Waves golf polo today under my quarter zip. It's awesome. The quality is phenomenal. It's got little images of grain, the amber waves of grain. And so it definitely harkens back to our Midwest roots and all of that. But then, they put a lot of care into everything. My friends, Dan and Katie Winters, they've got the 3570 Golf Company. And so I want to thank them for sponsoring the program. You can check out the entire lineup, the entire collection of all of their golf clothing. They've got polos, they've got hoodies, they've got golf head covers, a bunch of other stuff, hats. You can check it out at 35x70golfco.com. Use the promo code Tommy, get 10% off.
We enjoyed meeting them out at the Wichita Open. Glad they're a part of it and glad they've got Tommy hooked up with all of his favorite things. It's giddy on Fridays. There's a little twinkle in his eye.
I love it.
Because they got cool stuff. So check it out. Get that discount with the promo code Tommy there. All right. Tommy, you mentioned this, and this has come up a lot. And I get it. And I've even fallen into the trap a little bit of, well, these CFP games, we're going to, there's such a propensity for a blowout. And I fell into it too, because nobody likes to see that. But then I started to wonder just a little bit, like, I wonder what the average margin of victory, because I think what we do is we expect college football at this point of the year, like in the playoff, to be like it is in the NFL. And I'm not sure it ever is, right? We know, because we pick the games, or if you bet the games, the margins are wider. It's not uncommon to see 14, 20-point spreads in college football where it's almost a non-factor, and it never happens, it seems like, in the NFL. Okay, well, we think about that, and then I go back and I look, because this happens to me every year with college football national championship. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't a very good game. Like, when we first started it, we had a great run of 3 years. The first year of the CFP. Now, this doesn't even go back to the national championship. I'm only talking CFP here since they've changed it to that. You go back to 2014, right? So you've had four teams in since 2014. The first year of it, Ohio State blew out Oregon by 22 points. The next 3 years, which two of them were Clemson, Alabama, were those really good classic games. Then you had Alabama and Georgia go to overtime. So that took you to 2017. And then since then, in 2018, Clemson beat Alabama 44-16. In 2019, LSU beat Clemson 42-25. In 2020, Bama beat Ohio State 52-24. Georgia in 2021 beat Alabama 33-18. Of course, Big 12 fans want to forget 2022 when Georgia beat TCU 65-7, and then last year Michigan stomped Washington 34-13. These games are almost never close, right? They're just not. So what? So like we should just not watch college football because the championship game might not be close? Like it usually isn't close. And I don't think that means really much at all. In all of those games we mentioned, I would say half of the time, it was the number one seed doing the blowing out. But in one of those years, it was the four seed, right? In another year, three of those years, it was not a one or a two seed that blew the other team out. So what does that tell you? Well, if you go back before the CFP, those teams that blew them out would not have made the national championship game, right? So, like, I just don't think if we really think about what college football is, I don't think we should be that surprised by a blowout. And I also think we've got to be real with who is the most likely team this year, Tommy? If a team's going to steamroll through these next two games, who is the team it's most likely to be?
Ohio State.
Would they have even been in this format?
Absolutely not. Not a chance.
It's not really a problem that Ohio State might blow everybody out. They wouldn't have even made the tournament before this year. So I don't think I do have a problem when I really think about it with the blowouts, because they were happening anyway, right? Like the fact that they were happening, they already were happening, and they happen in bowl games all the time. They happen in college football all the time. It's not the NFL where every game is razor thin margins. It's college football where blowouts happen all the time.
Let's look ahead then. I mean, we know one team that will be in the national championship game. That's Notre Dame. Whether it's Ohio State or Texas, do we think that either one of those teams will blow out Notre Dame or vice versa?
I think Ohio State could, as much as I don't want to admit it.
I don't know if they will. I don't think they will. I mean, what I've seen from Notre Dame, they could, but I don't think they will. I don't think either one of the teams that will play tonight will blow out Notre Dame. I certainly don't think Notre Dame will blow out either one of those teams. I think we're going to be in for probably the closest national championship game that we've seen in the last few years, regardless if it's Ohio State or Texas. I really do believe that. And that's on the shoulders of Notre Dame's defense. Marcus Freeman has gotten Notre Dame's defense playing really, really well. And outside of a stretch in the fourth quarter last night, Notre Dame's defense was pretty stifling against Penn State. Do you realize? And this is, I think, due to a couple of different factors. Number one being just the inability of James Franklin to work the portal. Do you realize that Drew Aller had zero completions to wide receivers last night?
Yeah.
And I know he worked his tight end. His tight end is like the main pass catcher on that team. But I think it's also a little bit of credit is due to the Notre Dame defense for shutting that down for sure. I mean, they had some crucial interceptions off of Aller, especially one extremely late in the game that ultimately led to the win for Notre Dame. I think that regardless, if we're talking about Ohio State and Texas, do I think Notre Dame will win the national championship? I don't know. I'm not ready to make that prediction quite yet, but I certainly don't think we're looking at a blowout.
The history tells me that it's usually the great juggernaut type offenses that really thrive once you get there. I hope that a great defense and a great run game and all these things, and Notre Dame doesn't go portaling either. I think they had only 13 players from the portal on their team, just as an aside, which is wild to think about. But I think typically in college football, the juggernaut offenses, here's why I think Ohio State could give them real fits, is because Ohio State is really good on offense, but they're also really good on defense. So if Notre Dame doesn't score a ton of points typically anyway, are they going to score a ton of points all of a sudden on Ohio State? I think that's unlikely. And I think Ohio State's offense is always capable of putting on a big show because they have the best skill players in the country. And they have Will Howard, who can get the skill players the ball very well. I really hope Texas beats Ohio State for a lot of reasons, but one of them is I think it'll give us a much, much better national championship.
You're going against your boy, Will Howard?
I don't like Ohio State, and that's a good point, and I have tried very hard this year.
Will Howard's your boy.
I know. I love the story of Will Howard. I love what he, Riley Leonard's the same thing. We're getting the same thing from Riley Leonard, right? Like these really great players who had kind of timed out to some degree, maybe more for Will Howard than Riley Leonard, but then they get the chance to go be in these moments. I think that's awesome.
You do know what you're hoping for. If Texas beats Ohio State, that'll be the last time we see Will Howard. I mean, because I certainly don't think that Will Howard is an NFL caliber quarterback right now.
I think you might be overstating what I love Will Howard because he gave K-State so many good years, but I don't like Ohio State. Like I hope Will Howard has achieved the level of success that I would have wished for him. Like he's been financially in a good place and now he's playing in the CFP semifinal. Like I hope he has a good game, but I'm not rooting for Ohio State. Like I don't like Ohio State at all. I don't want them to win. I'd much rather see Texas win than Ohio State. I hope Will Howard all the best ever. Like he deserves all of it. And I think he's awesome, but I don't like Ohio State. And I do think we'll get a much better national championship game if Ohio State's not in it. I think the likelihood of a close Texas Notre Dame game is more likely than the likelihood of a Notre Dame. I think it's more, if we're going to have a blowout, the most likely scenario to me is Ohio State over Notre Dame. And I don't want to see that anyway. Plus I'm rooting for Notre Dame. So I'd like to see Ohio State go away. Texas, well, you want to talk about Texas is so interesting to me because they have had most of the year this incredible defense that hasn't played particularly well lately. And then we know they've got, like, if there's any team in the country who can match up skill guy-wise with Ohio State this year, it's Texas. Texas is interesting. And then they've got a big decision to make with Quinn Ewers that'll be a fascinating one down the road as we see Carson Beck transfer yesterday. Carson Beck of Georgia is leaving, probably going to Miami. The young folks in the office tell me he's got a girlfriend at Miami who's very famous and plays basketball there. So there's
that. Is she
that.
One of those? Aren't there twins that play basketball for Miami? Is she one of them?
Yep, that's what I hear.
Okay.
Apparently he dates
one. You don't know those twins? Have you ever seen those twins?
Not before yesterday.
But you've seen them now. Okay.
So let me just get you up to speed on how old I am. I want to say that this discussion has come up in a text thread among, you know, goofballs before, because I think Jake Ferguson, the Cowboys tight end, might date the other one.
Okay.
The other twin. And so people are like, oh, yeah, he's going to Miami. He's dating I can't remember
Cavender.
The last
name. Isn't it the Cavender
twins?
Yeah,
the Cavender twins. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? They're like, the Cavender twins. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, what's the story? So I was quickly informed that they played, I think, at Fresno State and then transferred. Now they're at Miami. They're very famous.
They got like a bag of NIL money, I think, to go to Miami.
Yeah. Good for them, which is awesome. But so apparently I'm like, well, yeah, Carson Beck's going to make a boatload of money to go play in Miami and be around his celebrity girlfriend for a year. That might be a better option than being a fifth round pick in the NFL. Like, that sounds pretty good to me.
I saw speculation when it came down yesterday that he was going to transfer, that like the top two potential landing spots for him was Miami and Texas Tech. And I'm like, let me think about it. Would I rather go to Miami or would I rather go to Lubbock? Like, give me Miami any day of the week.
I think, okay, here's a hot take for you. Miami's an overrated city. I don't love Miami. It's okay. I have a lot of good memories of Miami. Got to cover a Super Bowl there. One of my great college memories was a trip to Miami. A lot of good memories there. And if I was Carson Beck's age and in his situation, Miami would be a great spot. But I do think Miami's a little bit overrated. Just a little bit. Like, they got great Cuban sandwiches down there. I'm not a huge beach guy. So it's like,
see, I'd rather be on the beach any day.
Traffic kind of sucks. So it's like, okay, like the allure of it, I'm like, oh yeah, Miami.
And this may be insulting to you. I'm just gonna say it. I mean, I know you're a Texas guy. Miami over Lubbock. I mean, give me Miami any day of the week.
I'm sure. Although now, let me say this. Let me defend, because I
know you're a West Texas guy.
I know, and I have to say this. I grew up, and I did not like Texas Tech, despised them, because I went to a school right up the road that had an incredible football program that ran a similar system, and like there was a time where my Division II school was sending more players to the NFL than Texas Tech. So we always had like that little brother aspect to it, right? Like oh, yeah, tech, blah, 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 whatever. So I kind of had this thing where I was like, yeah, whatever. I don't like tech. Why are you guys rooting for tech? You know, and when most of the people I know go to tech. Now, as I've gotten older, especially since I've moved away, like, I love tech. I'm like, because it's nostalgic. I'm like, that is home. And I will tell you that Lubbock is an incredible place to party. Like, if you like the music that I like, and I know you like some of it, all of those great bands are just rolling through the college bar scene in Lubbock all the time. I just got this. We have time for this. So going home for Christmas. So I'm the youngest of five boys. I have nieces and nephews, several of them now, that are drinking age, that are party age, that are, you know, they all have fake IDs anyway, but they're basically in college. We'll just call it that. They're in college. And because I'm gone, like, I've missed the opportunity of, like, being the cool young uncle with all of them. Like, I am as close to my oldest nephew in age as I am to my oldest brother. So this Christmas trip, we finally got the chance. And we're of course out in the country, and we're at a barn, and we're karaokeing on a makeshift karaoke, and everybody's having fun and, like, just acting like college kids, which of course I'm like, yeah, let me in on that. But they were karaokeing the songs that I listened to. They were karaokeing, like, we went through not only, like, the great country music and the young country people and all these up and comers, but, like, we did Afro Man, we did Green Day, Alice in Chains. I'm like, how do you guys even know about this stuff? But it really was like a look back. Like, it's exactly like we were. And so most of them go to Texas Tech and they're telling me stories. I'll give you Afro Man as an example. I'm like, do you guys know Afro Man? I'm like, what do you mean, do we know Afro Man? Of course, they throw it on and it's wildly inappropriate. And all the older people in the room are like, whoa, what is this? And I'm like, I'm so impressed. Do you know Afro Man? And then one of my nephews pulls up a picture of my niece and Afro Man in a picture at a bar in Lubbock.
What?
And I'm like, all right. Like, you guys are cool. Like, you guys
sounds
are
like
cool.
Sounds like a Mad Libs game, Afro Man in Lubbock.
Anywho, full circle on that, it's a great place to party. It's a great college town. If you've never – now, is it pretty? No.
Yeah.
Is the weather great? No, it's not. Yeah. But it is a great party town.
Listen,
as a quick hat tip to Texas Tech, I also contend that every college town is a great party town. There's not one that exists.
Otherwise, I don't pretend to know a whole lot about West Texas, but I've been watching Landman. And if that tells me anything
that's
about Midland
West,
and Odessa,
that
like
that's not
West
Lubbock.
Texas, isn't it? Like
that's not Lubbock.
Part
no,
of West
that's,
Texas.
It's Lubbock. I mean, that's Midland, Odessa. There isn't anybody in Texas
desolate.
That has many. There isn't anybody in Texas that has many nice things to say about Midland, Odessa. Just as an aside, and my apologies to anybody from the Midland, Odessa area. They were in our district.
Good old
high school
football, though. I mean, I remember reading Friday Night Lights and watching the movie and all of that.
Yeah, right. They were in my district in high school. So, like, we would play a Tuesday night baseball game and have to drive 4.5 hours for it down to Midland from Amarillo. That was – I don't have any love loss for the area of Landman. And I think they're doing a good job of painting the picture of what it's like down there. It is crazy town down there, especially during the oil booms, like wild. I've known people that have worked down there, and they tell me what they have to pay for rent. It's a wild, wild place. Landman's going to be a lot of fun from my experiences there. There's a lot of great people down there like there are anywhere else, but let's not lump Midland. We call that the Permian Basin.
Okay.
We don't call that West Texas.
That's not West Texas.
Some people
gotcha.
Might.
Okay.
That's the Permian Basin. West Texas is pretty much Amarillo and Lubbock, and like that's it. Nobody else gets to come in on that. Some people try, but that to me, that's not West Texas. That's
still,
the Permian
you know,
Basin.
Give me Miami if I'm Carson Beck any day.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I saw his girlfriend.
South Beach with one of the twins.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I mean,
I get it. You'll be a big shot in town. It's fine. Music won't be as good, though. I'll tell you that right now. And you know, anywho, that was a weird sidebar, but a fun one. I've been intending to tell you about how cool it was to party with my nieces and nephews and see that they're exactly like I used to be. And I'm like, this is fantastic. Sitting in a barn, makeshift karaoke. We like hooked some wires together to get it going, and everybody's just screaming at the top of their lungs.
Do they all drink Coors Original? That seems to be kind of the
yes,
clear choice.
Yes, there was a lot of Coors Original there. And yeah, like a community pack of cigarettes on the table. And I'm like, this is college for me. This is so good. Like, this is so great. Oh, it was fun. All right, we'll come back. We'll begin to open the can a little bit into the football weekend and get it all previewed up for you. It's Albrock and Caster. It's Sports Daily on a Friday.